Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. The last night that Jesus was with his apostles, he spoke to them after supper in order to prepare them for his death on the cross. After he had spoken to them, he prayed. Listen to John chapter 17. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. John chapter 17. Jesus prayed for himself, for his apostles, and for Christians. Jesus prayed to God his Father as he prepared to offer himself as a sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus called himself Jesus Christ, which in Hebrew is Yeshua HaMashiach, yes, Savior Anointed. He is the anointed King and High Priest. Jesus prayed prophetically, looking forward to when he would have offered himself on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, as High Priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus prayed about his return to heaven as King, as Messiah, seated on the throne at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus called himself the Son. Listen to John chapter 17, verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you." John chapter 17, verse 1. Yes, Jesus Messiah called himself the Son of God. Those who now say that he never called himself the Son of God are mistaken. Jesus Messiah is the only one who can give you eternal life. He is the only one who died for your sins. Listen to what Jesus prayed to the Father in John chapter 17, verse 2. "As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John chapter 17, verses 2 and 3. If you wish to have eternal life, then you need to know God and Jesus Christ, Jesus Messiah, whom God sent. Do you know God and Jesus Messiah? If you do not, then read the Bible, the Word of God. God has revealed himself to us in the Bible. You can come to know Jesus Messiah by reading the Gospels in the New Covenant in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and especially John. Yes, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Jesus had given the Word of God to his apostles. He prayed for his apostles that God would keep them from the evil one, from the devil, from Satan. Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." John chapter 17, verse 17. Yes, the word of God is truth. It is the word of God that sanctifies, that sets apart. Jesus sent his apostles into the world to preach and to teach the word of God, the good news, the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that Jesus Messiah was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Yes, the apostles preached the good news, the word of God, beginning at Jerusalem, then to all Judea, to Samaria, to all nations, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus also prayed for those who would believe in him through the word of the apostles. Listen to what Jesus prayed as recorded in John chapter 17, verse 20. "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." John chapter 17, verse 20. Yes, people come to believe in Jesus through the word of the apostles, the New Testament. The apostles, by the Holy Spirit, preached and wrote the word of God. The apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Yes, it is the word of God that produces faith. The word of God is the seed of the kingdom. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Will you believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God? He is Lord and King. You will meet him on the day of judgment. He will be your judge. Now, while you still live, you can have Jesus as your Savior. He wants you to turn to him and to follow him. He died for your sins, giving his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. There is redemption in his blood through faith in him. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. You need to be born anew of water and the Spirit into the kingdom of Messiah. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. What does this mean? Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38 for the explanation. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Jesus Messiah prayed for those who would believe in him, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. In the New Testament, believers in Christ, in Messiah, are called Christians, messianic. Denominational names are wrong. You can be a Christian, messianic. Jesus Messiah has only one kingdom, one body, one church. He is the head over all things to his church, which is his body. You need to be in his church, in his body, and nothing else. Follow Messiah Jesus as head over all things to his church. Look at the New Testament. Jesus Christ never appointed a pope, president, patriarch, metropolitan, cardinal, nor archbishop in his church, in his congregation. You can be in a local church of Christ, a congregation of Messiah, which is only under the headship of Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Yes, we need to follow the new covenant, the New Testament, the oracles of God. Then we will be one in Messiah, Jesus Christ. You can be a Christian, messianic, in the Church of Christ, the congregation of Messiah. Jesus wants you to be with him in heaven after you die. Jesus prayed, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world." John chapter 17, verse 24. Will you have eternal life with Messiah in the heavenly New Jerusalem? You can. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say.